So I had the Jobo here today because today's not a really good day for me. Today I'm feeling super rejected. And when you go through a stroke, of course you feel rejection. You feel rejection because you can't do the things that you used to do. You feel rejection because your doctors are telling you you can't go back to work. You feel rejection because there's certain areas in your life that you have to start all over and make better again. So of course I feel rejection. You know, just from my stroke alone, it makes me feel rejection. You know, I'm not able to hold things with my left hand. I'm not able to do things with my left hand. And when I first had this happen to me, I was like, oh, it's my left hand. You know, I'll be okay because I'm right-handed. But you don't realize how much you use your left hand until you lose it. So every time I can't accomplish something with my left hand, I feel rejected. You know, of course I feel rejected for other reasons. My divorce makes me feel rejected. You know, I feel abandoned. You know, I feel that she has abandoned me. You know, and I took her through the storm. I made sure that she got through the storm and now she's in the sunshine. You know, I helped her with her job and now she's got the promotion. You know, I helped her with the career and now she makes great money. And like with me, you know, I'm getting left behind because I don't have a career. I lost my job. I gave up everything. I gave up my career in the beginning. I gave up my education. I gave it all up and now I have nothing. So I feel rejected on that level, but to that level, is unexplainable because that's the rejection I feel every day. And I know that my life is not going to be better until I've moved forward. And whatever that means, if that means moving away from California, going back to be with my family, if that means like getting cleared medically so I can go back to work, even being able to drive, because I can't, they won't let me drive. I'm being rejected in every area of my life. So until I move forward when it comes to my health and when it comes to my thinking, I'm always going to feel abandoned and rejected. And that's the reason why I think I'm having such a hard time now. Because every morning I wake up thinking about, you know, how I've been abandoned. And even this morning, after I finished my Bible study, I spoke to my mother because I was like, I just want to go on a vacation. I want to take my cat and I want to get on a plane and I just want to be away from all of this. And the first thing you want to hear from your mother is, come visit me. No, she told me to go visit my cousin. And this is something I can ask my cousin, she'll never reject me. But you know, when you're rejected by your own mother, when you're rejected, you know, when it comes to your I was always a workaholic. So when you're rejected on that level and you're rejected by your soon-to-be ex-wife and family, you know, it's huge. It's huge. And like every day I'm reminded of the rejection because every day when I try to do something and I can't do it with my left hand, I am reminded of this rejection. So I pray. I just keep praying to God that He gives me the strength to be better and to get better. Because right now, I'm in a dark, dark season. You know, I feel like going into hibernation and just not expressing myself, whether it be on social media, whether it be in my family. You know, that's how I'm feeling right now. But it's just something I won't do, because without that interaction, I think I'll go someplace even darker than where I am now. So right now, I just have to focus on getting better, on being better, on my mental health, on thinking more positive, on figuring out ways to keep my day busy, and to know that although I feel rejection right now, at the end of this, there's always a light. And whatever God has planned for me, then that's what I'm seeking. But it's hard. It's hard to be okay with everything that you've been dealt with. You know, I've been treated a certain way. You know, I got rejected. I'm getting a divorce. And it just stems from the long history of how I was born, how I was raised, and how I lived my life. And this is the end result. So that's what's so difficult for me. That's why I get so angry. But I know if I don't get out of this dark place, that it's going to get darker for me. So please just pray for me. If you want to reach out, my Instagram is Desiree.Celeste, the miracle child. Please follow me on Instagram. And please, whatever tips or suggestions you have, if you've been a follower of mine and you want to talk and you want to tell me what you think I should do, I'm accepting all suggestions because, like I said, this is dark and this is heavy. And I know God will only give me as much as I can handle. So I know I'm able to handle this. I'm just tired. So now I'm like bummed out about my disability. So what I'm going to do is try this drug out. It's called DMT. And it's a hallucinogen, so it's going to make me hallucinate. But what it does after the fact, it'll put me in a hallucinating state for about 10 minutes. And then it goes away. So what I hope it will do is to repair all of the roadways in my brain that are blocked. For it to unblock all of those paths and all of those signals so I can get better. And yeah, there are some risks to taking this, but I'm gonna do it because I don't wanna be disabled anymore. I want to go back to work. I want to feel loved. I want to be in love again. I want to be better. And to all the people who are rejecting me now, that's okay. Because once I get to the other side of this, then I know I can never get rid of my mother. She'll always be my mother. But I know once I get to the other side of this, I know I'll be stronger. I know I'll be happier. I know I'll be more content, and I'll be fulfilled. So that's my goal, and I hope this drug works out for me. And as soon as I take it, I'll jump on here and I'll explain the effects. And like I said, if you know anything about this drug, please send me a message. Go to my Instagram page or go to my Facebook page, which is Desiree_B_69. And that's my Facebook page. You know, tell me what you think. Tell me if you think I should take this drug. Tell me what you think I should do with my situation. Help me to move forward. And I'm always going to pray. I'm always going to lean on God. And so whatever human interaction I get is appreciated. And I may feel rejected today, but tomorrow I'll feel different. I'll be better. I'll be happier. And I'll be one step closer to achieving my goal. So I'm blessed. I'm happy. I just have this dark period to get past and get beyond. And I will. I will get beyond it. I will survive and I will succeed. And my life will get better. And I know as soon as my divorce is over and I can get out of California, I know my life will be better. So I'm just praying for that. Because, you know, my ex-wife doesn't care about me. Nothing about me. Only cares about herself and her career and her kids. But me, I'm left behind. But, you know, it's just a fact of life. and I just have to go through it, and I will. So again, just pray for me, and I just hope to see this on the other side better, stronger, happier, more complete, more fulfilled, you know, and just happy. I'm just trying to seek happiness. That's all.